You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey Fuzzos, what's going on? Thanks so much for tuning in for your weekly fix, or if it's your first time for trying something a little bit on the weird side. Hopefully you'll stick around till it gets good. This episode was recorded in February, but it should be getting put out around March 9th, 2021. Not a lot has changed, but there was an incredible show put out a few days ago. I think you know what I'm talking about. It was a fun little dance party called Vibe Check. Gotta shout out the guys that put that thing on. We're talking Ace of Hearts Fox, Bad Will, Fende, Nonstop Pup, Sky Mizrahi, Silva Hound, DJ Woozy, and Yeen Wubs. Y'all were fucking awesome. That was an incredible show. Shout outs to all of you guys. And if you get the chance, you guys need to follow them on Twitter and everything. Truly an incredible, incredible show. If you're a BIPOC fur out there, and you're having a hard time keeping track of events like Vibe Check on our side of the community, I've made a card to keep things together. It's called BIPOCFurryEvents.card.co, and I'll be linking that below that you can check out in the show notes, hopefully at the end of this episode. With that out of the way, we'll be talking about writing Singapore and cultural differences on this episode of What's the Fuzz? That was a weird thing to do with my voice. Tonight I'm sitting down with Mikasi, the wolf furry writer that's been part of the fandom for more than a decade, with stories and anthologies such as Dogs of War, What the Fox, and Gods with Fur. Be sure to check them out over on Twitter at Mikasi Wolf, and I'll be linking their other projects in the show notes below. Thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. I feel like this episode's going to be, like, a lot of fun, because honestly, I haven't chatted with someone from Singapore before. My only experience really is from that movie Crazy Rich Asians, if you know about it.
Oh, I watched a movie before. The storyline was actually relatively okay, but I didn't really agree with the portrayal of Asians there, because for some reason most of the characters there seems like snobs. But truthfully speaking, it's more of a very select group that are like that. But of course, those guys portrayed there are much richer than me, which probably gives rise to a different set of ethos.
Fair enough. Hey, I got an icebreaker question to throw at you real quick. You ready for it?
Yes, I'm have to be ready, yes.
So what I want to know is what the strangest thing you've ever seen at a fur con is.
Strangest thing would probably be, I was at two furry conventions. Well, it's the same furry convention at two different years. I was at Eurofurrens 2012 and 2014. For those who unaware, that's the biggest fur con in Europe. Usually is hosted in Germany. In 2012, the theme was about Rome, ancient Rome. So during the opening ceremony, the chairman was brought in on a chariot put by fursuiters. Instead of feral horses or SI, anything like that, which would probably be difficult in the confines of the event area.
So, to get started with the actual questions then, our furs out there, our lovely listeners, would love to know a little bit more about you. So, why don't you tell them how long you've been living in Singapore, how old you are, your pronouns, your ethnicity, and how you would describe your sexuality and gender, if you were comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, I live in Singapore, in case it wasn't already clear. The former name for the country is the Republic of Singapore. Usually, these days, when I tell people where I'm from, I say the Republic of Singapore, because sometimes people confuse it to be part of China for some unknown indiscernible reason, which it is not. I've been living here my whole life. Well, I was born here. My great-grandfather arrived here, then obviously had my grandmother and my mother and me. I'm Hainanese. Hainanese is one of many dialect groups, many Chinese dialect groups. People tend to think of Chinese as just, Chinese, Han Chinese, full stop. It's not. It's something like each dialect group is like a different tribe, basically. We had a different origin from mainland China like hundreds of years ago. So Hainanese typically came from Hainan Island, which I don't really know what the location is. But we are quite rare in Singapore. I mean, the most common dialect group in Singapore is Hokkien's and Cantonese. So you hear the dialect spoken in the streets usually is Hokkien. But in Singapore, everybody knows English. Everybody speaks English because they will have learned it in school and it's our working language. Though the national language is actually Malay, because historically when we got independence in 1963, that was the arrangement. Nobody actually speaks Malay except Malay people.
And I think you forgot to mention how old you were and stuff, because you're explaining the Republic of Singapore.
So I'm approximately 30 years old. Like it or not, So I found the fandom when I was in polytechnic. I found it by accident through the art, actually, because back in the day, I actually enjoyed the movies, like those Disney movies, especially those featuring animal characters. For some reason, I don't really like the movies with human characters much. I think because they are far less interesting. And I mean, we see humans every day, correct? So movies that I enjoyed were stuff like Oliver and Company. That was actually before my time, but it came out on DVD and all that. The Lion King. What else? Yeah, I mean, there's also others by other producers like Boto, which is by, I believe, DreamWorks. No, Universal Studios. Yeah. Then when I was growing up, there were TV series like Swat Cats, Animaniacs, Timon and Pumbaa of Lion King fame, and what you call that? And the Mickey Mouse series, basically, like Mickey Mouse Works and House of Mouse. So I guess when I was... I got my first internet connection, actually, officially, when I was 16 and a half. That was actually a little unusual. But so when I searched for art online, I found out about the furry fandom. That's how I actually discovered it. I actually tried my hand at art for a while. But around the same time, I started writing, because before I even entered polytechnic, I always have this particular story idea in my head. And surprise, surprise, it featured an anthropomorphic character, though it's a villain, and that's a werewolf in Singapore.
But anyway, we got a little ahead of ourselves there. I want to know who your main OC is and how you express yourself through them.
Oh, okay. My main OC, or first Sonia, as the case may be, is Zaka. It's not Mikasi Wolf. The word Mikasi Wolf actually came from a story character I wrote back in 2008. Mm-hmm. But Zaka is the first Sonia. Zaka is basically he's an army ranger. So in a way, he fights the walls that I cannot fight. Not necessarily in the fighting kind of way, but he stands in place of me, if that can be understood. He also came about in a story I wrote back in 2010, though I never did complete that story, but that takeaway I got was that character. He's a Native American Sioux Grey Wolf, who actually joined the army, but his family didn't really like it because it is seen as serving the foreign power. But I actually like that there's the background of a fighter standing in place of me for my interaction. So that's why I use him as the first Sonya.